Welcome to Listen, Think, Leap, the creative movement podcast where all you need is yourself, your imagination, and a bit of space. I'm your host and dance movement teaching artist, Miss Teresa. In today's episode, we're going to get our energy out and get back to focus. So go ahead and put your screens down, turn your volume up, and get ready to dance because it's Listen, Think, Leap. Now, before we get started, here's an important message for the grown-ups. By dancing along at home, you understand that the activities in this podcast carry a risk of injury, and if someone gets hurt or something gets damaged while participating, you will not hold Listen, Think, Leap liable. So, double check to make sure any and all sharp corners, objects, slick spots, pets, and people are safely outside your dancing space. If you have to move something to make room to dance, make sure to ask a grown-up if it's okay first. If you need to adjust your dancing space, go ahead and pause the podcast now. Ready to dance? Here we go. We all have times where we need to focus, but we may be too excited or maybe a little bit sad or mad or maybe bored, and that makes it almost impossible to focus on something that we need to do. This is one of my favorite movement sequences to get me back on track. If you're in a space or place you can't move much, like the grocery store or maybe sitting in a car, you can dance along and go through this sequence if you need to on your own. Just modify or do the exercises with only your hands or only your toes, your mouth, or your shoulders. Ready to try it? Here we go. Start by closing your eyes and finding stillness with your body. If you're standing, that might mean planting your feet in one place. Or if you're sitting, feeling your sit bones connected to the chair or car seat, wherever you're sitting down. Now, with your eyes closed, I want you to tell me out loud what you hear. You can pick just one thing, or you can pick lots of things. It could be the music, it could be the buzz of the air conditioning, or the dryer tumbling clothes. Maybe you hear your grown-ups talking or your pets walking along the floor. Maybe you're in the car and hear the whoosh of the wind going by on the windows and the rolling of the wheels on the street. Now I want you to open your eyes. Remember all those sounds you heard? I want you to pick one to move to. Mine is going to be the laundry machine. The falling, tumbling, bumpy, and uneven roll of clothes around and around. So I'm going to start spinning slowly. Yours can be something different. Maybe yours is skipping or jumping. You might stop and turn and stop and turn. Maybe you bobble your head to the sound. Or maybe your shoulders move up and down. Maybe your arms are whooshing on the breeze. Maybe your hands shake. Maybe your feet shake. Maybe your knees shake. Maybe your whole body shakes. What movement can you put to your sound? Is your sound fast, so your movement is fast? Can your movement be quiet and small like your sound? Or maybe it's large and takes up every inch of your moving space and your whole body is moving and stretching and jumping and leaping and soaring and twisting. Try to dance your sound all around your space. You can do the same movement over and over, or you can try different movements for the same sound. The important thing is that you put your focus into moving just that one sound, nothing else. Wow. Now I want you to give your sound one more big try of movement and really think about remembering that movement for your sound so you can do it again later. Maybe an hour later or a week later, and see if you can remember that, how that sound feels with your body. Excellent. Now I want you to come back to standing or sitting. Relax the rest of your body. Close your eyes. And listen to the sounds around you again. Listen to the stillness of your body. Take a big breath in and a big breath out. And open your eyes and relax. How do you feel? Hopefully a little more ready to focus on whatever needs to happen next with your day. If not, that's okay. You didn't do anything wrong. Some days it's just easier to get ourselves to focus. Just try again a little later. It may work better then. Ideally, when you stop and really focus on the sounds that maybe you're not supposed to be hearing when you're concentrating and get your energy out and really dance out those extra sounds that are coming into your world, then it will help you calm down and it will help you reset your senses so you can move on and make the transition to the things you're supposed to focus on a little easier. I am proud of you for taking time to stop and reset and refocus with me today. Well, that's it for today. But before we go, let's take some breaths to finish. Go ahead and inhale and exhale and breathe in and breathe out. And go ahead and breathe in and breathe out. Great job. Today's episode was produced and edited by Teresa Simpson. This episode featured music by Craig Austin with theme song by Sander Kalmajir. For the latest Listen Think Leap news, check us out on Facebook and Instagram. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, consider sharing it with a friend or becoming a supporter at listenthinkleap.com. As always, thanks for moving with me. Till next time, remember to put down your screens, get on your feet, and keep dancing, kids.